Quantas rachas mínimas como um lacha colamás? The Rashi says that even Bio Risheva, yes, the way that Lach Kolamas. So Rabbi Tam says, Lach Nuchomo, after Bio Risheva, also Bio Shio, has to be postponed to Lach Kolamas. Umachlikes Bio Shabi, the postponed Umachlikes Bio Shabi, the Rabbi Shmuel. Now, other Rishonim mentioned the same Yerushalmi, but instead of Rav and Shmuel, they mentioned Rav and Rabbi Yishpoche. The same thing. But whereas Tesis mentions the Yerushalmi as a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, so other Rishonim mentioned it as a machlekes with Rav and Rabbi Yishpoche. But the question is, that's impossible. He had to daven or elamelech l'yanim b'chol. So what will Shmuel do with this possible? So it's explicit in the possible that Tomo was muteres to Amne. How could you be muteres according to Shmuel? According to Shmuel. So Jesus says, This is what Tesis, this is how Tesis explains according to Shmuel. Because Tesis is chilek, is chilek, but Rashi says, in explaining this Gemara, he says that the reason as to why she was not his sister, is because Kedem Shemiz Gairo Belam Sholik, Machamei, Yodol and Yidovi, Estomo, Vihoyso Etzlei Biteras Yifasteya.
And the Rambam mentioned it now.
Vihoyso Etzlei Biteras
Yifasteya. In order to have it in Melech, So we see that she was Nisabo from David.
So that means
and that means she was conceived with David. And still she was Mutaris, but the question is, in the according to Rashi, when the Shach Boaleo, Bacha Kolamasi, so Mashi Hageu, so then she was a witness. So we have to say in Rashi, on the Akhi Hashemita, it's a mean, it's explained in Rashi. Because Rashi emphasized that even though she conceived, she conceived,
but after
Geus, so she still not considered as a Basla. Why? Because the Geus was not the Lishole. Now the Rambam says, now the Gemara in Kedushin says,
still,
that Melech is
also.
So what's the point of Shah?
And the
Lush of Rashi is a Dushin Teis.
That he himself should have it in Melech.
But Rashi says, Likuchin Yesh Lechabo, Dushin Teis, the Apo Kisho Yisoy Veres Kovim, Shah Mizgah, Shah Yeres Midai.
Ach Yu Achelein.
So Hashem Migeres Midai. So he says, Apo Kisho Yisoy Veres Kovim. So still Likuchin Yesh Lechabo. That's Rashi Shita. That we see from this, we see that Rashi Shita is like Rambam. That but there is a course of the Jewish people. So that's the Chiddush.
Now,
otherwise,
the Rambam says,
she was Mikayah. But the question is,
that it means that
Rashi says the reason as to why the Kedushin is taken is because the Geus is not
Midai. One of Melech means that in but
here there is a special Zerzakosu, that he can't be Migayah HaSholem
Midai. No, that's true.
He can't be Migayah. So, but without the special posik of Vilokachlo, the whole Parshah is expressive of the Chiddush, that there can be Bayivasteya, Lacha Kolamasi, there can be Geus Sholem Midai. So what? So in other words, so the whole Parshah is expressive of this Chiddush, that Bayivasteya, the Geus is Chal, Lacha Kolamasi, even though it's Sholem Midai. So why do we need another
posik?
So the Rambam says that even though here there is a special
so he says that Ikar Malkus is Dovid, and Dovid's descendant
in respect to certain things, the Geus is valid, in respect to other things,
there is a
the Geus is not valid. And the Rambam says,
as it happened,
that at the time of the Pshat, so he said, the Zerzakosu of his own, that he's considered his wife as long as he wants her. But the moment he wants to send her away, so then he can send her away without him. And he says something else, that the Zerzakosu of Lekach, Likuchi, Lishtahawo, so it doesn't mean that every Kedushin is taken.
With
Isha
Niknes,
but here, since the Geus is not Midai Tov, especially the Zakosu, that the Geus should be Chal
by his Rishon
relative to certain things, so Mimele, she becomes his wife only for
Bieh,
not
for
Kesef Einstein.
But,
so in other words, it's not a real Geus.
So Malchus Bizdovit is Leilon Boy.
If not for the special Chiddush in the parasha of Vasteya, it would be no Geus. It might be null and void. As if nothing happened.
So,
but
there is a Malchus.
Special. There's a cause of so the Geus is Chal.
The Malchus could be vested not only in that particular Malchus.
It's not completely Geus. And the Ramban says
that the Kedushin is not taken also.
But it's not Leomor.
Kesef in Shtar is not
it. Will have to turn.
But she becomes his wife will be it. So it's not.
Not
you cannot distinguish between Dushibi and
Dushibi.
A Malchus Yisroel is not even. So Dushibi is not even
either.
But
there
is a special halacha. It's not the
beer. How many generations will there be?
Their beer is a beer between
Dushibi. There is no halacha. How many generations?
Here it's a special halacha.
So it can continue.
Here it's a special halacha. V'hakein, after Kolamasi. But even though the game was
Kavod
to so Tobi Olel Valdos and Tobi granted his special heter, Tobi Olel Valdos, and through that beer,
so that is it.
So she becomes his wife. But it's not a real douche. The Russian of Rashi is in douche, so the douche takes him off, but Rashi could be explained the same way as the Rambam. But according to Rambam, it's not the din of Kedushin. It's a halacha she becomes a Mishish. And in Yochanan Ameh, if somebody
is done with her,
so he'll be called Mishish. Because like I said, the Kedus is valid. Even though he didn't give her a real divorce, a real get. So the Ishes is Pokahus, and then
that's only,
I think it's mashma from the motion of the Rambam
Chumash.
At that time, so the Geos is also
Pokah.
The Geos is also
Pokah.
So it's a special Aloha of Geos, and the Geos is not a Pokah Geos. Had according to the
peculiar,
so Melech, inasmuch
could say
now
Melech too, only Malchus Bisdomit, not Malchus Israel. But the Rambam himself said in Aloche Zayir that the Aloche of Yerushalayim Loyom Voe is not peculiar to Malchus. Kol Asrore, Jehovah
and Israel, and they had children, so
So
Malchus was never his own child.
Of course, it was a woman. It wasn't Leilam Voeh.
Because the sin, she
didn't go with that.
So there's no Yechus.
That's why it was a
woman.
But if Yehovah and Yehovah's children would have gone with their Hashem,
so then
there would have been Leilam Voeh.
So the mistress is
Dushan.
It's not that this woman is with God. There is no mistress to this person because of this Israel. But the Ishe is not with God.
The right says,
if Mashiach came north, so there is no mistress and there is no fire there. So then, there is no
Hashem. So
then, in other words, if there is no attention to this person and to other and to other persons, to other men, there is this attention. So then, there is here
explicitly.
There is a mamzer,
but there is a lot.
There is. There is no
attention. So Malchus is vested in Shevet Yehuda.
Where the Ishe is in the cause of this.
So how can there be?
It's not a question of this person. The
in the Jewish people,
the Ishe herself is Mufkas.
So she is Mufkas of this.
So then
they would exist side by side.
So
like Kesel of our Kesel.
According
to the Rambam in
Chumash.
The Rambam in Chumash
says,
so the Rambam agrees
that the Melech
Yisroel
could not
be
Reich
of the Melech Yisroel.
Even so, even though the Geus was so
imitatory,
she becomes his wife,
more powerful. More powerful, because
she cannot become his wife
if not go to
Kesachia. So it's a special
alcohol.
So it's not a Tisan's dush in the regular Tisan. So Mele,
also,
the Aloha Yechens is based upon the regular Tisan. But since this woman, in whom the Geus was realized, Shalom Yitaito, so she is not a full gear.
So
she is a gear.
Why?
Not more. She is a gear as the gap certain things in the
subnatural times. Even superior
soil is allowed to marry her.
Black or massive.
If the Malka consider this as being very to inquire, he's considered Hashem all the time. So but she's not the Yeres Gmur.
Couldn't be the equal.
She's not the Yeres Gmur.
Why not?
In other words, let's say, suppose he divorces her.
Because of the Yosef.
And then some other Jew wants to marry her.
She will be Yehuda.
Can I marry
her? Another Jew cannot marry her.
Unless she will undergo divorce again. And this time, that don't mean
to be.
So she's not the Yeres Gmur.
Melech
and Mishnah. It is a Yehuda.
Now,
we got to be
so we see that the Rambam
but Tvisa's Dushin is not even the regular
with Rambam, the Rambam, that there is a fundamental distinction between Malchus and
his wife and
Malchus Yisrael.
And it's not be as a special Allah or be.
How can the Rambam say that Malchus Yisrael is not the way of the Dinik has to come to him when the Rambam says that Kol Scholish Abayim is the way. But the answer is there is a very simple terrace on the Kasha.
So then there is no reason
why the Mishkelim don't say it.
So it's like
now there is a loch of
Yerushin called Bincha. This is
Pshat Kasha. So there is a loch
of Yerushin. Tomo was not considered
the Yerushin Kedim by Shos.
Of Dovi.
There is a loch of Yerushin by King Godu also. Now by King Godu, so the Gemore, Zafein Krise says that King Godu when King Godu saw the Mishkelim has to be Nimshah, Mishem and Amishah. Shemra Mishro, or by Shemi, that there was no Shemra Mishro, so he had to be in his money to Ribu God, because now God does his Avede with eight Godin, and the
Minchas Chinuch,
four Godin, so by
Shemi, yes, the Rashi against the Rambam Mifasteya,
won his money
to the Rambam, it's so difficult, he
says, so the Rambam is
unusual,
King God also requires Shemra Mishro.
And I mean, when one looks into the Miri, and Dushan, so he sees that the Rambam is not difficult. The Rambam is very
so if one,
now the Rambam says,
in Piri, Chesha, so
he says, Halach 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 Beis, and Halach Halach
says,
Chutz and Sobo, Kishi, Kosso, Bilbao,
Bilbao, Bilbao, And Rabbi Akiva says, no, it does not mean Ovio and Imo Mamesh, but it means Hadas. The Rambam mentions both. The Rambam mentions both. That she cries for a month of a boat over her parents and over Hadas. So he says, Shenema Ugoch, the rest of Ovio, the Zimo. Became
with Bayo, Mechmas Vireyes, Yitzir Vireyes, Kirshiyokisha, Umikawati.
After that, So the purpose of all these things that she has exclusive Melikadelis, so this of Yerusha in all these things,
then she has to be for 30 days
in the same house with him,
was Mishah,
so he was not Zeche to be Megalchus for his eyes.
He was Zeche in Malchus,
so we see that and the purpose, and the Rambam himself
that he was Zeche in Malchus,
that the purpose of all this is
that Malchus has to be vested in his descendants.
In Malchus is to be Megalchus.
When because when Melech dies,
he'll see her the other Melech. 30 days she keeps on crying, so his love will fade away. So that's the objective like of the Torah. In other words, so that he shouldn't want
there
her.
Is no
all of a sudden, the Rambam says,
so
on the contrary,
so
if it's Yivaleno, and he's not Machnis al Beisei, so Tovel and Vlocha. After all, that's the whole purpose of all these laws.
He knows Chorosh Abeilo.
Shiti Mizgad
Abeilo. Perhaps
he's so, so why does Rambam say, Lo Yivaleno Yilech Leilam? The Torah requires him,
but
requires him to take care of the house. Why? And that's not timing. That's the Gubadin.
So,
it's not timing. I think the Rambam doesn't mention timing.
No, perhaps not.
That's the Gubadin. So that's the purpose. But the explicit purpose
does not mean of that automatically
of the process of Yom and the in order that he should be misguided by him, that he should become disinterested in her. So he becomes disinterested at the very outset. That's the kasha. And he considers it as a very strong
kasha.
But actually, it's not kasha. I mean, by the theory, without intuition.
So the son of a king God who just died is a king Hedger. But there is a halacha who put up the care of Israel. So we learn out a din of Yehusha, Ligabi Kos Choresh Beilom, that there is a chiyuv on the tzibur to appoint the son if he's Mimali Mikimovic. If he's not Mimali Mikimovic, then there is no chiyuv. But if the son, or any other Yeresh, suppose he doesn't have his son, he has a brother. So there is a chiyuv to be Mimani the Yeresh, who is Mimali Mikimovic, Bechochmo, Bihiro, Bimkeimavo. That when Loidipa Teochayitra actually this Yivas act is evil.
But
only the Torah granted the same way.
I mean, the Torah they granted the concession
that
to human frame.
The Yerish dies, so the Yerish automatically becomes the owner.
So the Torah granted the concession to human frailty only if he acts like a human being. In other words, if, let's say,
of course,
he is motivated, he is driven now by his desire to be born at all, and he likes her,
so
he wants her to be his wife,
so it doesn't mean that the
permanently. So then, even in such a case, it's wrong. But in such a case, the Torah went to concession. Mashiach came, if he's not even interested in keeping her as his wife, but he just wants to use her to gratify his appetite and then to throw her away. So that so before that the beer,
that
he is determined to throw away after the beer.
In other words,
then he will be acting like a real enemy. So in such a case, the Torah does not want the concession to Israel.
So to the purpose of all these things is to be Mikamer.
So the need is special halacha.
If, let's say, so David, if he's determined,
and there is also a special
possibility to have
his wife.
So there, so that is a rah. Two, I mean, in that it's a rah. But such a case, so the Torah, once it
has to human frame.
But if he acts but completely like an animal, he's not even interested in keeping her as his wife. In other words, he doesn't like her. He just wants to use her as an object of love. For a short time, then to throw away. Then he's a real animal. So then the Torah doesn't grant a concession to him. That's the pshat word in the Miri, and that's the pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says, "B'chayim Beili Yisrael Yitzchak V'Yitzchak Yitzchak Yitzchak." But
succeeded to
the Torah grants a concession,
which has luchama to human frailty.
But there is a limit. That the Torah doesn't grant a concession to human frailty.
Even when
it manifests, when human frailty manifests itself,
so your shop
and animalistic tendencies. So he says, "B'chayim Beili Yisrael Yitzchak V'Yitzchak Yitzchak 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 Yitzchak." His desire is just to use her as an object of love for a short time, and then to send away. At that time, that's his disposition. Then the Torah doesn't allow. Then the Torah doesn't grant any concession to him. Elo, he's also amazing. In other words, when does the Torah grant a concession to human frailty?
Before the Vishnu, he is determined to keep her as his human.
As his permanent wife.
So maybe
of course the Torah is unhappy with that. But if at that time he has no intentions of having her as his wife, he doesn't even like her. He wants to use her as an object of lust. So then the Torah is not mine. And on the contrary, then the Miri says something else.
There might be a chiv in Sharon. The son of the king of But she refuses, so the Rambam requires that he should do all those things that are likely to arouse his disgust for.
So the main
the Rambam is not difficult. To help is not difficult at all. Because after all,
right now,
the chiyuv to appoint the yere shuz mimbali kimovim v'chochmo v'yiro to the same schor of the father is only if that
schor continues something very strange.
But suppose that Tzibur decides he don't want to have that schor altogether.
So there was, suppose the father was a mimune, a certain powerless on the tzibur. And then,
that
it's not necessary to have a kind of a
power. Aber Rabbi Yechon, I told you, I mean, whereas this was mentioned in Yerushalmi and Achleikis between Rabbi and Shmuel, so the other Rishonim mentioned in Achleikis between Rabbi and Rabbi
Yechon.
So there are two girls in Yerushalmi. Aber Rabbi Yechon, the Chilik of the Yerushalmi, so he would have been Yerushalmi and 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 Yerushalmi and
Yerushalmi and Yerushalmi and
Yerushalmi and
Yerushalmi and Yerushalmi and Yerushalmi
and Yerushalmi and Yerushalmi and
So because there are also in between
states. There was no Yerushalayim Midai.
What means there was no halacha Yerushalayim Midai
in the Pasteiyah. And the whole chiddush of Pasteiyah is that Bion Sheino is muta begiyus.
And even the Rosh Hashanah.
The question is. If your that's what he passed like Rab. But so we passed like Rab. Our Gemara is like Rab. But and the whole Sugi Mishnah is like Rab. Rab and Shmuel there is like Rab. But Rabbi Yechon and Israeli.
And if let's say your son would be Rabbi Hashem,
the Pasuk Dabano
would be Rabbi Hashem. So then the Tzibo of Israel.
So what character is like this is that
to avoid your son
say that the law
but there is no halacha.
Before she was embarrassed at the time, she was taken
as a hostage. Automatically continues, goes
then,
on.
That's one thing. That's
the king is dead, long live the king. That halacha is peculiar only to Malchus.
The Rambam gives a very strange text.
It does not apply to Malchus Yisrael. This is what the Rambam...
Shebo aleo dobi bitzino.
Now, the Rambam...
Shemuteres
mna kambam...
Kachtir zmedeis. It's not mentioned nowadays.
So he says...
Another text is...
That the Malachi... That
the Tomo was conceived.
The Nevi themselves
was conceived.
Romeshech and Israel
by Machnat.
Nismane Nimshach b'Tiras
Melech,
but only b'Tiras Sheik.
Now, and but according to Rabbi Yechon, so the question is, according to Rabbi Yechon, Tomo was not allowed to be born
that Achia
Shabbos pointed only Achagius and if Achagius, so she's a real daughter of David. No, so he says. Here, don't he say Shemay, and now,
there are two distinctions between the Shefet and the Melech.
But,
one distinction between the Shefet and the Melech
so,
because
but,
the Melech has
the Rabbi Yechon holds that Kol HaMaasim were
the Melech has certain prerogatives.
Even Bir Lishenu is only the Melech has Kol
HaMaasim.
So, Begiyuso, it's not
the
there.
The answer
is, when does Rabbi Yechon say?
What are the prerogatives?
When does Rabbi Yechon say?
What are the prerogatives of the Shefet?
That Pinchas was the king in Kol HaMaasim is not Uta, even Bui Rishino.
Yichdok was the Shefe, Yidin was the Shefe. I mean, so what are the prerogatives of the
Shefe?
Now, the Shefe
does not mean that a Shefe
does not have
if people will know
and
the prerogatives of the Shefe later on.
That are peculiar to a Shefe.
But
that are not
David was born or Pitzino, I mean, and he was Melech. And the circumstances were
the Tzibur at last.
So Bitzino, the Nochis is not Tosa Midarach.
Does not.
It's only
Shefe,
Nochis is not Tosa
Midarach. Has the same
so
deal like Zayin
to
Rehn.
Only thing is only because
we are having a Shalai over the
particular
community of that Tzibur. And the Shefe,
so the Mele, at the time of Dobby, there was no such thing.
So in other words, he has the
thousands of years.
But
So what does it mean?
Now, the halacha. Now, do you know what the Zohar does say?
That
Bezdine Yishol Shammai
So there are certain
Parashas
Melech.
So what was the Xeire?
There are certain Parashas Melech.
Not as Bezdine Yishol Shammai several Makas Malos. Several Makas Malos.
So we see that Melech has certain the Rambam mentions that the Tzibo does not
get aloche.
So that's one difference between the Shefet and the Melech. That the Shefet is only has the authorities and the prerogatives that are vested in the Tzibo, but no more prerogatives than are vested in the Tzibo, whereas the Melech has certain prerogatives of the Din that are peculiar to them. That's one difference. Then there is another fundamental distinction between Shefet and Melech. Because a Shefet...
Perikud Beis Mechid Shorebiyah Haloche Beis.
Vilios Chotei Ola Dei Hasus. Let's say, that if Shimshin, if Shimshin's son,
Abo Abor, Amalis,
he means Nochit,
there is no
So Markin is a Makis Malu to say, Zeyr Oshem Yom Nishat, to a point, To a point, the son of Shimshon, it's not mentioned.
So
it's not mentioned in connection with any of the
Yachid her for
it is mentioned in connection with
just one time.
That the son of Shimshon did
so
not hold the dark case.
He has several dark hours. But if you just
why is it mentioned?
So
because
one Makas Malu,
the sons of
Shmuel, Mikris Mikre,
the path of Shmuel.
So then, so you'll see the Rosh Hashanah Rambam is the Rambam doesn't say.
So then, the Tzibur will be
with the Alakus is there of Nus in Yosa El Mivrei.
But they will not be Malim.
He does say, Yos Rotir Al
Dachas, means the Lavi, or Akin Fal.
The Lavi.
So the Mele, there was no Halokhe that they had to appoint the sons of Shmuel.
Like his real wife.
Became Malim.
So,
became Malim.
But so, then
the
Lavi is
only
there
of Hasim.
But then he said, Alakus is there of Nus, he should say, Yos Rotir Al Dachas. Then he says,
so
the Chiyuvim, the
Inesh,
Makas Malus,
so
the special Aloche of Makas Malus here.
The
special Aloche of Makas Malus here. And it's much more that here Makas Malus is not, you see, the other Makas Malus is only there of the Choche, but here there was a special Takone of Bizdini Shal Shammai
Vehilel,
not just to
so
the other
in Samish
and to represent him to come and shame show. B'Terasenesh, special Allah,
as
you see that all, if he was Yachid with Nus, so then he doesn't
when,
get one Makas Malus.
He
gets several Makas Malus.
So he used Shemin HaFasenesh.
If it had been only for the purpose of deterring, so we should give him as much, we should meet out as much as is necessary. For as a deterrent, no, here there is a special takone of Makas Malus. So that doesn't mean,
so what Ramban means
is that up to Mizdini of Shammai
Vehilel,
because Mutter to the Mizane with the Goyim, that would be the biggest nonsense that one could conceive. But the Chiyuv Makas Malus is
Midivrei,
not that it's an Issa
Midivrei.
Now,
because the Shefet doesn't have any peculiar
further, the Chiddush Yaram, not here,
but
the Rav empirically on his Hocking, the Chiddush Yaram,
not more. And the Malach has certain peculiar prerogatives. But then there's another Aloche. There is a Aloche of Malach that there is automatic Yerush. There is automatic Yerush. So in other words, when a Malach becomes a Malach, so he's a Chenat. So it's not only that he becomes a Malach for himself. He becomes a Malach for his children too. That when he dies, his son, if his son is a Malach Kimov, If not, now even in Malchut Gobi. So the Aloche is suppose the Melech son is not the oldest son is not in Malchut Gobi, but the youngest son is in Malchut Gobi. So he becomes Melech. Suppose no one of the sons is in Malchut Gobi, but the brother is in Malchut Gobi. So he becomes Melech. So even by Malchut Gobi, where there is automatic Yerusha, there is still a condition. I mean, he has to be Malim Kimoviv.
I said, was enacted by the enacted the Nisar of Yichud with the Goye. But the Makas Marlus was Nus with the Goye, so that is Bezini Shachash Benoi. David was that was enacted before.
The Rambam appears to be Chilak and the Rambam.
But we made David, I mean,
and now there is
no one after me. David,
what is Kibishvish?
I have no ego to have a good Israel of Shimashka.
When Kibush is made by
Hariom Rusha, that's Kibush. Halach and Mishim Sinai. So then, the
Smak says,
the Rambam is only in a sort of way. We also know because Rabbi Dov, So if someone is born a Nochris, it's Chayv Kores. That Kores, there is no Chiyahatos, because it's not, that Kores is not mentioned in the Torah. But it's mentioned in the Kabbalah, but it's a real Chiyah Kores. It's a real Chiyah Kores. The Shem Kubetzes in Suve says, I think, that according to Nchuyi Medakone, that
Chayove,
that there is a bit of Kone Rabnei, by Chiyah Kores, so Borachis, Bifares, also the same. So it's a real Chiyuv Kores. But there is no Chatos, because the Kores is not mentioned at all. But the Kores here is not just an English. It's a Chiyuv Kores. So if one is Borachis, Bifares, so it's certainly Chiyuv Kores. That's a Gemara of Foreshis. That's a Gemara of Foreshis. So there's Chiyuv Kores. So the question is that who is innocent Ram? How about Habor Anochis Bitzine? Habor Akum Bitzine. So one lotion in the Ramba in the Ram is that the prerequisite of Arhesia, that's only Ligabe Kanoim Pegime. But Ligabe Chiyuv Kores Vidive Kabole, so even Bitzine. And another lotion is that just as Ligabe Kanoim Pegime, so only Bifaresia Bitzine Nar. So Ligabe Chiyuv Kores also only Bifaresi Bitzinana. Tulishin is the Ram. Uferiki Mamidim Amrino Shikanoim Pekim Faresi, Maize Shoyo. Vosino Vigoza Afu Bitzinan. Umato Afakores Omo Bikabole Moikein. Any other Bifaresi, that's the first question. Sheim Hoya Kores Abitzine Lomo Hutzra Bezin Shal Hashmenoi Ligzal Akusi Harayish Bikores. So it means, so there should be. There should be Makis Mardus by Bez, because he was in the Sakores.
Of the Ramban and
so
the Rambam.
Why did the Bez Nishal Hashmonoim have to enact that there is Makis Mardus?
So the Meyer said, the Rambam said,
Yishlit Meyer, Ma'i Yishlit Kores bin Tzili Fares?
She Mitzwa ala Melech,
how is it possible to distinguish between Tzili Fares if something is not there? For which one is Chayv Kores? So the same Avera should be in Avera whether it's Mitzin or Fares.
So he's Masik against the Rambam. Why would the Rambam bring him as one of the Mitzvahs?
So when is Melech? Baby, only when one is Boal Haku, Alev Tzichovim defiantly, so Fares Yel in Asom Yisrael. But insofar as the Chayv Kores
first he has to inquire from.
So it shouldn't be any difference between Mitzin and Fares. So in other words, he prefers to say that there is a Chiyuv Kores in Mitzin.
So it's Mashmah.
And then he says, Elo Shilkom V'Efsher, Shah Kores Hu Mechil Hashem. Mechil Hashem, Lese, Elo Fares. Oy Efsher Leima, Sheh Mekein Yish Kores Mitzin Ek Mo Yifares Yeh. Elo, but then the question is, so why did the Bez Nishal Hashmonoim have to come back to Makas Mardus? There was a Chiyuv Kores, a much more serious English than Makas Mardus. Elo, she made nation, no, don't you see, it's much more. The Achash from the Ramban, they agree. Elo, Fares, yeah. Go to Bez Nishal Hashmonoim. She is not in a Sidalit Malkis.
The Smak says that you have to keep
Shrabi. Shum Nashga.
The Ramban doesn't mention
it. So in other words, so Gatul Shekhar, one Goshen is, the chorus is in between. The other chorus, the other washna is the chiv chorus is
cannot be called.
That's another din of
the chiv chorus. Is only
between. So,
but
here we
now according to washna the chiv chorus is in between.
And why does this chashma have to?
So it's much
sake
because. Because
chorus is only in Shammai,
so in order that he should get an Eidesh, the other man.
So then the Beis Nishlach HaShinoyim was Misakim Makasma.
Now, what is the Shittes HaRambam? The Shittes HaRambam is in Ram Mitzvahs. Here the Chazokor, the Rambam, doesn't say. The Rambam mentions the Chiyuv Kores, but he doesn't say whether it's Dafke Bifaresi or Yom Bitzin. He doesn't say. He just mentions the Tavrim Pagan, where he's only the Hasor of Yisrael. The Rosh in the Rambam says, Loi Pogu Bikanoi, Vilo Yilkiu Besin, Hare Eishim Yifurish Bidi Bikamoi, Shul Bikor, Anema Kichilu Yehuda Kedesh, Adishem, Asher Oaf, Bo'o Basil Leicho, Yikoris Adishem, Vili Yishash Yasenu, Eo
Bein,
And the Rambam doesn't say Shabbeil Kusi Lefaresi. So from that, Rosh Hashanah Rambam itself is mashma. That even Bitzine,
the Rambam says,
what is Kibush Rambam? Is only a son of Israel. But the Rambam is Ibrahim Mitzvahs, says it in so many words, that the Melech Kores is
Bitzine. So either Melech or Novi. So what's the Pshat Novi? How can a Novi be a substitute for Melech? The answer is that Melech is considered the imanik of Klal Yisrael. So according to the Rambam, Melech can be considered the imanik of Klal Yisrael. But the Shefei, even if he's a Shefei to Zeila, to Derech Hashem, to Derech HaTiyolamit, he cannot be considered. Even if he was recognized by all the Jews throughout the world, but Al-Bidini cannot be considered as a manik of Klal Yisrael. He can be considered of so many and so many Jews, as a leader, as a manik of so many and so many Jews, but not of Klal Yisrael Kibushah. A melech can be considered as a manik of Klal Yisrael Kibushah. So now the lashon of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos is Mitzvah Kufayim Gimel Shetzivonu Limnei Soleinu Melech Yikabitz Kolu Moseinu V'yanigein V'yomre Yizborach Seim Tosim Melech HaMelech Uchvokidim Lonu Yishenon B'Zifri Sholish Mitzvah Yisrafdabu Yisroel V'chnisosom
L'Orech
Limnei Saleinu Melech V'livnei Slehem B'Sabchiro U'lehachri Zari Shalamol. So Rosh Narambam mit Rambam,
wie sehr Shabila Ami,
like the Shibu, where we fares it,
call me Shia Gimit.
We would do it by the way my
Haye,
Mishos
Pichos and the Torah,
but all who are Bila Rams
and the popular demand,
no in Shomal.
No, it's a mitzvah, you're very out without the Pishas
Maise, or Maise Shomal.
So, but the Rosh Narambam means, Shetibon will win the Yisrael Shin Melech, Yikabit Kolu Moseinu Vianigay. So the purpose of the mitzvah, it's not time of mitzvah. That's the kufa mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah to appoint a melech in order to have someone who sits at the throne and has a crown on his head. The mitzvah is,
I would say, if not for this ram,
to be mikavitz kol moseinu v'yanigein.
That's
the Al-Pidin. This is the purpose of the minhag.
That there is no
mikavitz kol moseinu v'yanigein.
That the chorus is on
to unify,
but in so far as the Maisav
Elohim
is concerned, so the question is,
so that applies in Bitzine, because after all, I mean, where is there such a thing that Bifahesie is Osel, and Bitzine is not
Osel, Bifahesie,
if the thing is Osel, Bitzine,
Bifahesie,
so it's a question of the intensity of the degree
of the seriousness of that. So there is a difference between Tzin and Pharisee, but something that Tzin is not a Moser, so should the Pharisee become such an
Aser?
It's not this time, but from this run it appears, from this run it appears, that
so he says,
Russian,
Melech
the Ran here, not the, the Russian in the
why is Melech?
Ran says here.
Why is what is Melech the Kashrut?
How? What was Melech? Who says that he fasted on the Torah was
Michael? So if the Kibush is so,
what do we do with the
possibility of Jews around the world?
So then Melech the Kashrut.
Rubik and here, that was done in the consent of the
Melech.
But Melech.
What so is mashma that it was Bigiyus?
The answer is,
so the Ran
gives reference, I mentioned
because it was Bitzin. So Bitzin, it was Muter,
even
Kedem Kolamas. Because Bitzin, so who was Geizea, that was before Bitzin.
Kibush Rabin means a Kibush realized.
So it seems that there was no Yisrael.
Like one person.
There is no Yisrael.
So, but there is no Yisrael. Abdin is considered to be realized.
So first of all, so it's mashma.
10 million individual Jews,
but
not by
all the Israeli kibush yochid.
So kibush yochid
in the Ram.
Does it make a difference?
On yochid, yochidine, there is no yochid. It means not only the
kibush yochid.
So kibush yochid, the whole Yisrael of Pesach
that is realized by all one
could not see.
So,
for a moment,
when
that the Mizrahi, one is allowed to be Mizrahi,
considered to be a kibush,
Zeus itself is an Yisrael. Zeus itself is an Yisrael. So, to assuming that the Yisrael of Biasakum
is
such,
is considered
is only
Bifares.
Now, Bitsine, but Bitsat Nus, it should be Osir. There is an Yisrael, the Torah says,
is considered only,
I mean, less than Russian.
Of so many
Jews,
Jews as they
were
in the so the Ramban
says, what does it mean
in Oretz? If they were 10 million Jews,
if someone is boy, beer,
so Gidon was the man
of 10
million Jews.
So then it comes within Mrs.
Noretz.
It comes within Mrs. Noretz. That matter of fact, according to the Ramban, so the Ramban is really kind of Ramban. The Ramban Shitty is the
one of the New York Israelis.
So it's Chayimok, as we see a day show. The Ramban says that we see a day show applies to a being of Nochis,
where Tushin is a special status.
But Mashiach is
a special status in the North.
So there could be Jesus, except that we didn't realize it. So that does not come with the law of the Sikh Deshu. So according to the Ramban, if someone is Mizanu with the Goyi, he's Hayav Malkes Mitzat with Sikh Deshu.
To be Eke, the Dom of Natil, so that Keach is
according to the Ramban, so we see a Deshu, and why is that?
So according to the Ramban,
to a Noch is now, but it's certainly Yosef, first of all, if the Noch does it, of Mrs. Surach Levachem,
as if you are Noch did it,
so Achim Levachem, so Minu
Yisvachem,
so when one commits an act of Zuz, so he's able to allow of Mrs. Surach, that's one thing, and then it certainly comes within the law, within the Yisrael, not allowed, according to the Rambam, so time of Mitzvahs are not to be included in the Min Alav. So there is no
Malchus,
but in Yisrael is certainly implicit in the time of Mitzvahs. And the Torah says, also, how is someone who sees no Haaretz, Kimolo, Haaretz, Zimo? So we see that the Torah is Mark Pettis,
against him revealed to him.
We don't need an Arias, the Torah is
Mark
Pettis. But in this posik, it is implicit that the Torah has a great
alliance
to who sees no Haaretz. And we sang him with the Nochis, that certainly is Yo. That's
the way in the highest degree, or I should say the lowest degree. But they say
because there is no
business
to shout. So it's certainly awesome in the right
so
even if we are going to assume, according to the Ram,
the
one was in the Ram, that there is no
Chinochores
and Boal Anochis Bitsine, or Boal Anochis Bitsine. So it's not only that there is no Chinochores.
I would say, so I would be supposed to say, that even the Lashon of the Rambam that says that the Chiyuv Kores is only b'far hesye b'tzinah, so Kores is only b'far hesye. Mashal came, the Yisrael of Bias Nochis, so the same Yisrael of Bias Nochis that is involved in b'far hesye, so he's involved in it too, because if a certain mice is also mitzad a certain mice, so it's also mitzad a certain mitzad the same mice, whether it's mitzad or farasi. Where do we find such a thing that a certain act is an act of mitzad and farasi? It's not considered.
The money gives of 10 million is really good.
But people don't know.
The money of
so
the
then we can distinguish between the and Farasi. But if something is also Bifarasi, so there is a Chiv Kores, so by such an Avichud. So how could we say that the money is not even most
of quality?
We could say Bifarasi, it's also a bit between the Bifarasi, but Bifarasi, there is a bigger
idea.
So now, so Bifarasi, there's a Chiv Kores, and Kalim Pigimei, Bitzine, there is no Chiv Kores.
So it's much.
The only Yiddish is only with the Rabbon. Best in Shel Hashmonoi. But to say that it's not ourselves, not Bistam. But let's assume that according to the Ram, so according to the Rosh and the Ram, that there is no Chiv Kores Bitzine. So then it means that there is no Chiv Kores Bitzine. So it means that That is our Lord Mishim Sinai, the Kabbalah. So that is only the Pharisee, not with Sinai. So but Mitzad Nahus, it's a Mitzad Nahus, Mitzad Yisrael, of Wom, of Mitzuach, of Vachinichem, of Vachinichem, of Mitzad Yisrael, of Mitzis Nohret, so we see that the Torah is Mitzad Yisrael, of Mitzad Yisrael, so there is no Malkas, the Korik, the Rambam, there is no Mechis, the Allah, Gomor, and Malkas, because we see Teishon, so that applies to in the English so how can could and one conceive of such a concept that with Reise Snuse and Akne noch so it is obvious the Pshat in the Chedushana is something now what is the Pshat?
So Mimele
now the Rosh and the Rambam
the Moritz says here the Cholish Mitzvah is not stable is Roy because that's a lot. And so that means limit the melech, lach is an shalom.
But she's a rambam.
And there is a certain law.
That there is a halacha.
There is a certain law.
In every milchom.
So, and still the rambam says in Parshat Yisro, Parshat Kirach,
the Shas Milchom in the Abriven by a great desire
because there were several times
by a great desire to eat Dvorim Asu so they allowed
had an opportunity to build the Yisro and they did
so, the rambam
so because
says,
of that they were managed. The question
is, the Zobok is in the consul of Lako,
the Yerbishop,
the Yishgume, Mutalem, the Bills of Travis, the Ansel Haitzbe.
So here,
so if you have a lot of my Yihal, and my whole silence, and she's a Yanessa, and by the Yashmuel on the bottom lane got to Alpha Hazil Haitzbe, Sigmor and Yihul. Now, the Ramban Shimon is a Chumash, but the answer is the disc is a cost of what the blame called to.
One is, Afilaki Hazirim,
so that was only peculiar
in him as
to the Melchemes, Yoshua.
So there was a prerogative,
so I mean, the Chutzpah that in the Tzibben, they took possession of the Yeshua.
And then there is
more, they were allowed
fundamental
to eat
that in Melchemes, so there is automatic
theory. And the Shepen, but no it's not a heter, a general heter in every Muhammad.
So,
but the Rosh Rambam means so, that it's a general heter in every Muhammad. But the Rosh Rambam means
that
if he rabbi will motzah mayich,
in other words,
only
when they should have the malchus,
if he's hungry and he has
lachem nefesh,
so it doesn't mean
if lachem nefesh,
so it's not
to be manifest. So what do you mean?
He means he starves.
They were only zeiche
starves today.
In the malchus,
he starves.
Not going for days.
He will just be in pain.
So there was no heta on tzach nefesh. So shaloi b'shalom chomo, there is no heta. But the shalom chomo, if he's driven by desire to eat, because by the impulse of hunger, so there is heta. So what kind of heta is it?
It's kinder lachos, zavi shalom morim. So, we have to say, because the Rambam says in
first, he says
that the Chavis of Mitzvah can be carried out by
So this was enough. That's why the Rambam mentioned
both.